From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Bill Chadwick, Northwest Surety Company.
Howdy, Bill. How are things in Seattle?
Oh, not bad, Johnny, not bad. You tell me, have you ever fallen for the spell of the Yukon?
What are you trying to do, sell me some mining stock?
No, but there's a mine I'd like to have you take a look at.
Up in the Yukon?
Well, actually, it's across the border in Alaska. It's a gold mine, a big one, sitting on top of a rich vein. Why don't you fly on out here and let me tell you about it?
Why not? Shall I bring my own pick and shovel?
No. No, Johnny.
Huh?
Just be sure you bring your gun.
Bob Bailey in the exciting adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
And now, Act One of yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Northwest Surety Company, Seattle, Washington office. Following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Midnight Sun matter. Item 1, $164.35, transportation to New York, then a mainliner through Chicago to Seattle. The pilot gave us a beautiful view of Mount Rainier and Puget Sound before we set down, and at 4 p.m. I was in Bill Chadwick's office at 2nd Avenue and Yesler Way.
I'm glad to see you, Johnny. It's been a long time.
Yeah, hiya, Bill.
Yeah. Hey, you sit down.
Okay. Now, what was that crack over the phone about bringing along a gun?
Well, the men who moil for gold are a pretty tough bunch, Johnny. And sometimes it even goes for the management of a big mining operation.
Like what, for instance?
Like Universal Consolidated Mining Corporation.
Where's that?
It's north and east of Fairbanks.
Alaska, huh?
Yes, even north of Fort Yukon. That means above the Arctic Circle.
And what's happened up there?
Now, the whole thing sits at the foot of a big glacier.
Oh?
No problem until recently. Now, through some freak of nature, that glacier is changing its course.
No kidding.
And from the look of things, maybe a couple of months, maybe a couple of years, or even 10 years. Anyhow, they seem to think that glacier is going to sweep down over the mines, the town, everything.
I see.
In which case, our company would have to pay for the whole loss.
An all-coverage policy, huh?
Yeah. And it's occurred to me, Johnny, suppose they've suddenly run out of that rich vein they found up there.
You mean that somehow they deliberately caused that glacier to destroy the whole operation?
It's a possibility, isn't it?
Well, a pretty far-fetched one, if you ask me. Change the course of a glacier?
A few sticks of dynamite carefully placed.
Oh, come off it, Bill. Did you ever see a glacier?
Well, why should one that's been following the same path for thousands of years suddenly decide to head for a few million dollars worth of well-insured property? And look, go up there and take a look, will you?
Okay, how do I get there?
One of the company's planes is taking off from here tomorrow morning.
They have their own airplanes?
Oh, sure, a lot of them. Big two-engine speedcraft transports. How else do you think they get men and supplies up there? Anyway, you can go along with him. Okay?
Okay, why not? Who knows? Well, maybe I'll strike it rich, come back loaded with nuggets. Item 2, $31 even for my room at the Benjamin Franklin and a night on the town. The following morning, well, I suppose I should have wondered why a big cargo plane should take off from a tiny airport far out of town with only the pilot and me on board. Yep. I should have wondered.